Michael J. for Hope for the Warriors. Started back in 06 at Camp Lejeune. Military families witnessing the effects of war on their loved ones. Now, almost 20 years later, they've aided over 53,000 service members, veterans, and families with confidential, high-quality behavioral health care services at little or no cost. To post 9/11 vets and their families, over 91% of every dollar donated goes directly to the programs. If you're as concerned about our heroes as I am, go to hopeforthewarriors.org.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to an exciting new interview podcast with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
I wanted people to know who is real me. I was sick and tired of all the lies written about me over the years. I'm very happy that I can say no now to some things, which I don't want to do. I get very excited by saying no, because I could never say no, because I always needed work.
Neeraji, congratulations on Sach Kahun Toh. I really admired the honesty of the book, the way you spoke about some very, very difficult things, which I will come to later. But first of all, I want to share with you that you took me back to one of the core memories of my childhood with the opening of your book of Professor Arora and Rishte Hi Rishte Mil To Le. Kyunki jab hum log train mein, we would come to Delhi, wo diwaron pe jab dikhta tha, we would know ki station aane wala hai.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. I was like, oh my God, I thought this was only something from my childhood, Rishte Hi Rishte Mil To Le.
Yeah, when you say that, I get goosebumps, because if somebody can relate, you know, and it goes so far back, it's amazing.
It's such a memory of my childhood. You know, you said that this writing this book was therapeutic for you. But I want to ask, was it also emotionally difficult? Because you do speak about very, very tough things, including the fact that your father had two families and he divided his time between two wives and two homes. You know, that's very tough stuff to talk about. So was that a struggle at all?
Yeah, I think many times I started writing my book, I think for the past 20 years, I couldn't write because my father was alive. My brother was alive. Now that nobody is alive, they've all passed. Now, I had no problem writing about it. Mm-hmm. Then there was this is one part of it. Then there was another struggle that I know people will say, "Acha, isiliye ye aisi hai. Iska baap bhi aisa tha. Usne bhi do ki hui thi." So, you know, history repeats itself. People will talk like that, and I didn't want that. Mm-hmm. That was another reason I didn't write. Because if I wrote, I had to put this in. Otherwise, there's no point. Then might as well write something else. So now I felt a little relaxed. And also, I think because of the success in my work, I became more confident of handling these kind of questions or these kind of comments which are going to come my way. Because somewhere I feel now people talk in a less derogatory way about my personal life because of my work, right, because of my career on a little high. Okay, so I feel so I think that's why I was still like not very comfortable, but I did it.
You know, I don't think, Neeraji, anybody, I don't know, for me, you are, the Neena narrative is such an inspiring story, okay? And what you've accomplished, in, especially in the last few years, you know, you are, of course, an amazing actor, you're a national award-winning actor and director, but what you've done now is so out of the box. You've broken every rule in the showbiz book, and you have just shown that none of that counts. So I don't even know who looks at you and says derogatory things, and you know, if that's what makes them happy, then they need to just leave the room. But because I want to tell you are an absolute inspiration to so many of us. you know, early in the book, you say that you address the reader directly and you say, dear reader, I know you're here for the juicy bits. And of course, the juicy bits are the fact that you decided to have a child outside of marriage. And your public persona has always been defined by that. You've always been seen as a rebel and somebody who broke the rules. But you say that I'm also chipped, flawed, and broken. Why was it important for you that the public understands that you are also those things?
Because all throughout, since I have been here, I came to Bombay in 81. Everything which is written about me is all wrong. So what people imagine me to be is through the media. That's why I write in my book, this is a story told by Nina Gupta, not the media. And all sorts of rubbish has been written about me, which is like so far from the truth. I mean, nothing like that has ever happened in my life. And so I decided that this is the story, actual story about me. And I wanted people to know who is real me. I was sick and tired of all the lies written about me over the years. That way, I feel very good that I wrote this book.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk about some of the stories that stayed with me. And I want to hear how you processed some of these events and how did you find the strength to keep going? You know, like a small story where you talk about being on the sets of Ina Meena Digga, okay? And you're playing a beggar woman. You are already a national award-winning actor, but you've got a small role and you ask the director, David Dhawan, to give you a few lines and he screams at you. How do you process that and then say, it's okay, I'm going to give it my best shot and I'm going to keep moving? How did you do that?
So I started crying when he said that, and there were a whole lot of actors were there and I felt very, very bad. And Juhi Chawla was there, and then she took me inside and she said, don't worry. I've also cried many times when I started. And then she explained me, you know, David is in a very tough situation. He has too much stress and this and that happens. But my thing is, I always have this amazing capability of moving on. I used to pray so many times to God, hey, Bhagwan, ye film release now. There's so many films I have done. Like, I remember there was one film where I'm playing a servant. Main kitchen mein khana banati hu. Shabana Azmi was there. She didn't know me at that time at all. And I had a little scene with him. Khana khalo aur kya namak dal do, something. And then she came to me, I still remember, and she said, why are you doing this role? So there are many such roles I did because I needed money, I needed work. I needed to pay my rent. I'm very friendly with David. I have nothing. I don't remember that. I don't keep it inside me. I'm very friendly with him, his wife and all. But I will never forget that. I forgive him, but I'll never forget that. I moved on. I don't know how. God has given me that strength.
No, it's amazing strength, because you also talk at another point about, and this really, I had a visual of this in my head, which was so scary when after Choli Ke Piche Hai became a big hit and you were doing live shows and you said you were performing at a Sangeet in Ahmedabad and it was just you and the hairdresser. You have already done the number that you're there to do. And then these drunk hosts force you to come back on stage and do another dance. I mean, that's frightening. And you know, just at so many levels, it's humiliating. How did you find the strength? Are you just that person? You just have a real backbone and you just keep going?
I think I get strength from people. I think I'm very fortunate. Like at that time, Vivian's call came. And then I realized after a few years that it happens. I was a very young and upcoming actress. It happens to such big stars. Mm-hmm. I remember once we had gone to New York for a premiere and we went to the premiere in a limo. Okay. And I had kept my my coat, thinking that I don't need it. I was wearing a sari and all that. And we, when we came back, there was a van. That limo was not there. So the next day, I was I get up early always. So I was I went out of my hotel. I was just roaming around. I met Shashi Kapoor ji, and I said, "Sir, mera to coat kho gaya." And wo coat was very expensive coat. To is this kyun rakha? Then he said, "Yahan aisa hi hota hai. Jaate hain to limo mein jaate hain. Wapas aate to." So everybody has gone through this. People who are very known and respected also go through this. Then I said, "It's okay. It's part of life. I have learned. Like the Calcutta thing was very bad, but I have learned now. I after that I never went anywhere without the money given to me in my lap here. So this is a process of learning."
You know, I remember very clearly your interview in the Illustrated Weekly of India, which was then a very, very revered magazine, with, of course, Pritesh Nandi, and the fact that then they printed Masaba's birth certificate without your permission, which of course revealed the identity of her father, which was a secret until then. And you talk in the book about how betrayed you felt by that whole incident. But you don't name him, you don't name the magazine. Why didn't you do that?
Actually, sometimes I feel my book should be called a blind item. You know, that comes in Mumbai Mirror or somewhere. So guess karo kiske bare mein. Because there were two reasons. Number one, all the lawyers at Penguin told me that you have to change the name or get a written consent from them. I would not go to him for a consent. Never, ever.
Of course.
And people who I have written, like who have done bad to me, I can't go to them because I'm writing about them, that how they treated me very badly. I can't go to them. Two, three people I could go to. My ex-husband, I sent him what I had written. And I said, if you have any objection, you let me know. He said, I'm fine. My two nieces, they said, we are fine. The rest, I had to change the name because the lawyer said, otherwise they can sue you. And you know, even if they don't want to sue you, it's people who bhadkate hai na, are, maang le pe, you know, those kind of people. Number two reason, actually this is number one reason, that there are some people who were in my life who had children and maybe grandchildren. I didn't want them to feel that my grandfather or grandmother or my mother or father did like this. Because for a child, parents are Bhagwan. They can never go wrong. They can never do wrong. And I know the people, I know the children also who are there. And I didn't want them to feel bad about their parents or grandparents. So that was one reason. And the second was the lawyer said, you have to change the names.
Achha, meri ek shikayat hai. Why didn't you give us more insight, more detail into your acting process? The fact that you never seem to be acting. I wanted more to understand, how do you do it? How do you create this magic on screen?
Ab kya main apni prashansa khud to nahi kar sakti na? अपनी बुक में माया, आई एम अ वेरी गुड एक्टर, आई डू लाइक दिस, आई डू लाइक दिस, सो आई थिंक दैट्स व्हाई आई अवॉइडेड इट. एंड या एक्चुअली यू आर राइट, आई हैव नेवर रिटन एनीथिंग अबाउट इट. एक्चुअली इट्स कम टू मी ओनली 4-5 इयर्स अगो, नो दिस होल थिंग, गुड रोल्स.
नो यू डिड सास इन द 90s.
या
बीन अ ग्रेट एक्टर फॉर अ वेरी लॉन्ग
टाइम. या एक्चुअली आई डिड, या आई डिड सास, एंड I did Woh Chhopri, for which I got a national award.
Absolutely.
Years, years.
Directed Bazaar Sitaram.
I'm a very shy person. It's very difficult for me to say things about me, good things about me. I didn't have the guts, like the tailor, like the doctor incident.
Yeah.
I didn't have the guts to say to even my friends, told, you know, what they did to me when I told them about things. Yeah, I was like that.
But it's incredible for a child like that to become a person who is so, you know, so determined in some ways. Because when you talk, of course, you divulge only a few details about Masaba and about that whole relationship, because you say you want to preserve, and you especially don't want her to be, you know, to be the subject of any kind of conversation. But you know, you also say that when it came to this thing, when it came to the decision to have the baby, of course you asked Sir Vivian, but apart from that, you said maine bas apni hi suni. You know, you said I didn't listen to anyone else except myself. How did you transform from that child to this woman who was just so sure that this is the right thing to do?
I think my strength to become what I have become has come because of what my mother taught me, indirectly, directly. I never asked anybody for money or emotional support. If you don't ask, you don't have to answer. If you don't ask, you get a strength inside. Kya karoge? Mere ko to nahi chahiye tumse kuch na. Mujhe tumse kuch nahi chahiye. Tum mere ko chhod ke jao. Tum mere ko bura bolo. Mujhe farak nahi padta. That's why, like I said, Prahlad Kakkar used to give me one close-up ad and all that. I never asked. In fact, my boyfriend with whom I had come from Delhi, one day he was teasing me, "Acha, to tum yahan waitress banne aayi ho Prithvi Theater mein." So I told him, I said, "At least tumhare cigarette ke paise tum mujhse mangte ho, main to kisi se kuch nahi mangti." So I think, and sometimes I'm amazed that from Regadpura to today Juhu, to be a Soho House member, after not being able to enter Nainital Club, okay, I have changed, but I guess also my education makes a lot of difference, which my mother used to say, because I've done MA, MPhil, all that. My mother used to say it always comes of use, and I have realized it has saved me a lot of times where I could have gone into a wrong direction out of frustration, out of... Mere andar ye vishwas tha ki kuch bhi ho jaye, main bhookhi nahi hoongi. Teaching kar lungi na, kuch bhi kar lungi na, padhi likhi hu. So I think that had a very major part to play in whatever I have become today. I have done what rubbish, stupid mistakes, which all of us do. You know, it's not that it's only me. But I've forgiven those things.
But you know, Neena ji, there is... From what I see, I cannot say that I know you very well, but from what I see on your social media, I don't see any bitterness in you. I don't see wo jo karvahat hoti hai na thodi si man mein, mujhe wo bilkul nahi dikhti. How have you retained the positivity?
I'll tell you an example. There was a guy who behaved very badly with me. My fault. I always say, nobody can take advantage of you unless you let them. I always have thought back and said, main stupid thi, meri mistake thi, to wo mera fayda utha liya. Usne mere saath bura kiya. Uski galti nahi hai, meri galti hai na, maine karne diya. This was my man. Always, that's how I got saved after everything. So I'm ashamed. I have not written in the book also because I'm so ashamed of what I let him do. Okay? Not physically, but otherwise. But I worked with him again as an actor. I worked with him. Somebody said, ki are yo, ek role hai, tum bana rahe hain, tum karogi? Maine kaha, kaisa role hai? Bada acha role tha. Maine kaha, kyun nahi karungi? Bolte hain, but you know, you have this. I said, agar mujhe achha role mil raha hai, why I should be a loser when he has done something wrong to me? I don't have to talk to him. I'll do my bit and I go. I did that. Because usne galat kiya, toh main kyun nuksan uthaun?
Yeah.
Aur main hamesha sochti hu ki meri bewakoofi thi, toh isliye hamesha aisa sochti hu. It is my fault that somebody did this to me. It's my fault. And when it is my fault, then I'm okay. Next time I won't do it. Although we all repeat our mistakes again and again.
Tell me, you talked about still not being a big star in a big movie. Is this something you still think? Because I think you're a big star, and you know, Sardar ka grandson, you're in the title. You're the title of that film. So does it still hurt somewhere?
I won't say this again after Sardar ka grandson.
Hannah?
I will not say this because there I feel that I am the main part of the film. I'm the heroine of the film.
Absolutely.
Ayushman used to say you are the heroine. But I never knew while I was doing it and all that. But this film, I will say, yeah, I'll never say that again. But if badayu nahi hoti to kuch nahi hota. So I always tell Amit Sharma, bol jo bolega main karne ko tayar hu tumhare liye. Yeah.
Tell me, do you know when success like this comes later, do you savor it more? Kya you know, what is the flavor of it?
It's rajma chawal, but it is not mango and ice cream. To me, sometimes I feel I wish I was younger now. Now that very different kind of work is being done. Now that people think I'm a good actor, I wish. But then I also am very grateful that I've got this now. Otherwise, shayad nahi milta. So I'm very grateful and I'm very happy that I can say no now to some things, which I don't want to do. I get very excited by saying no, because I could never say no, because I always needed work. And I am very happy. I'm like, I get very happy by eating rajma chawal. So I'm very happy that I have very nice things in the pipeline. And Masaba Masaba 2, Panchayat second and third season and things like that. But still, wo kahin na kahin, kaash main young hoti abhi.
But see, you've broken the rules. The fact that you have success now is in fact more inspiring. You have to understand that. Ki, there are so many actors out there who will seek inspiration from this.
But I think I'm still in a dream. I still can't digest this. It's like when I was on stage where I was nominated with Alia, who's like my daughter, you know. I've seen her, you know. Around me since she was a little baby, because Sony is a good friend of mine. And when I was nominated with Alia, abhi tak mujhe vishwas nahi hota ki kya hua mere saath badhaiyon ke baad. Mujhe vishwas nahi hota.
But how lovely is that, na?
It is. It is very lovely. I mean, I can't ask for more now.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. You know, the other little wonderful bit from your book that really stayed with me was the description where you say ki your father would take oranges and taste two oranges and give you the sweeter one.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
That's just such a little moving detail, which is I think what makes the book so because I feel like I'm sitting with you. You know, when I read that book, I can hear your voice. My last question, Neena ji, is what can you tell us about the Amitabh Bachchan project? You are now Amitabh Bachchan heroine. Aap kya bata sakti hain hume?
Ye bata sakti hu, I'm playing his wife. Zyada nahi bata sakti, but ye bata sakti, it's a small part, but it's a very interesting part. I'm very important to the film. Okay. And I can't believe that I'm working with him. You know, I have not still started the main sequences with him. We were doing some crowd sequences when this happened, the lockdown. So I'm waiting to do some scenes with him. And it's amazing. I don't know what to say. Yeah.
It's amazing for you, and it's amazing for all of us to watch. It's just so gratifying, because I just feel like the threshold for what female actors can do, has just moved again, and there are really no rules. So thank you for that.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How did you like my book? I'm so nervous because I don't know. I can't read it now because I get bored. I've read it so many times, proofreading, yeah, grammar. So I want to ask you, truthfully, sach kahun to, aapko kaisi lagi?
Sach kahun to, mujhe achhi lagi. I especially loved the little stories. You know, I love the story of Al-Kazi showing the students how to sit on a Western commode because students were only used to an Indian toilet. You know, the detailing of those. See, because I feel like we don't archive our cinema. We don't archive our industry. You know, these are stories that will just be lost forever.
Yeah.
Also, when that moment where you talk about Satish Kaushik saying to you that it's okay, we will marry, and yeah, you will tell everyone Masaba is my child because I'm dark. Everybody will have me. There's such sweetness in that story. So, I read it a couple of weeks ago, but I can still quote it back to you because these stories really stayed with me. And I think that's so important to record this. And, my shikayat was that aapne, you did not give us enough of you as a director, enough of you as an actor. Okay. So there are more books to be written.
Let's see. If I can, I will write, yeah.
Absolutely. And it's so lovely. It's always lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Anubhava. Thank you so much.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.